the SEPTA funding crisis. Continuing coverage on KYW News Radio.
Well, the gridlock will ease now that SEPTA secures a sponsorship to restore express service on the Broad Street line for tomorrow night's Eagles season opener. KYW's Mike DiNardo has more on a popular online sports betting platform coming up with its own big play.
They were eliminated in SEPTA's first round of service cuts, but the transit agency is planning to restore Sports Express trains to the link for the Eagles opener, thanks to an $80,000 sponsorship from FanDuel.
What that means is that we'll be able to run 10 extra express trips pregame, and then postgame, we'll be able to add in a little over 10 trains postgame, which is very important.
SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush says the transit agency will be transporting 15 to 17,000 fans to and from the game instead of about 4,000, and fans' rides home will be free. Bush says the sponsorship deal is only in place for the Eagles opener and that for now the other SEPTA service cuts remain. Meanwhile, the judge overseeing the court challenge to the SEPTA cuts Wednesday ordered SEPTA to run express service for the Eagles game, an order that with the sponsorship SEPTA was already planning to comply with. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Also, continuing with that judge, there will be a pregame hearing Thursday before the Philadelphia judge on whether more service cuts and fare hikes should take hold, as well as whether SEPTA cuts already in place should be reversed.